Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I've got my my nice and clean screen wipes here.
Oh. Now, do you use those exclusively on your computer?
Available on
Amazon. Well, I use them on my computer. I use them on my monitor that I watch you guys for. I use them on my all my equipment here, except the board. I don't mess with the board with this. In fact, the board could use board. Audio boards are very difficult. You don't have one anymore, right?
No, ours is an iPad.
It's a screen.
At home, you know what I use? I use compressed.
Is that an iPad or a regular? It looks like a regular computer.
It's an iPad Pro.
It's a big guy.
Big guy.
Is that the thing that's the silver thing in front of you?
No, the silver thing in front of you is a monitor.
No. What's in front of? What does Rob use?
Right here. This is an iPad
Pro.
That's
an iPad Pro?
Yes. Yeah, and then two.
That's a massive thing. That looks like an AirBook.
Right. And then what is it? It's like 11 inches?
That thing is 12 inches.
12 inches. Yes. And then I have two of the regular iPads that I run Elements off of.
He could launch a spaceship.
I've been actually fascinated with all the audio work that I've been doing down here in West South Florida. But I'm a little anal retentive about cleaning with my nice and clean screens. And then I was like, you know, maybe a little lift for the show, these pads. And then I said, well, before I start huffing my screen cleaners, I might want to take a peek at the back. And it says, use only in a well-ventilated area.
Oh, boy. Mm.
Keep away from flames, such as a pilot light, and any object that sparks,
such as
an electric motor.
Don't go clean your stove with it, with the pilot light on.
Well, people might, you know, see nice and clean and just clean
it. Let me just wipe this down real quick.
And then, boom.
Not many, I don't know, you know, do I seem out of touch if I say, really, not many pilot lights anymore, right? Right?
Well, no.
Gas ranges.
Gas ranges, gas water heaters.
Yeah.
They all have pilot lights?
They all have pilot lights. Mm-hmm.
But who needs an example of fire? Like, it's pretty obvious what fire is.
This is more about the lowest common denominator. This isn't a guy that knows electronics like you. This is more like the people that just see
this
things
is fire.
Clean.
Yeah, how about you settle down?
Yeah, you're so hostile.
Says contains. Now, of course, where is it made? Where is it made?
China.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
China.
Contains,
Chinese
contains,
fire.
ethanol. What, but I'm hearing an incredible bounce back in your studio. Somebody got loud headphones. Hello? Hello? I hear that
coming
from...
You can turn down my headphones.
That's not me. That's coming from...
Mine are a little loud. Okay. Is Skype down? The telephone down?
Everything's down. Down.
All right.
One, two, hello?
We did install new equipment yesterday. That's the one X factor.
It says contains ethanol. If swallowed, call a poison control center. Do not get in eyes. And here's the best part.
Okay.
At the top, and I am not kidding you, at the very top, it says, do not smoke.
What?
Do not smoke.
Just in general?
I mean, how would you? Like, use it as a rolling paper?
Do not smoke. I'm not going to, don't ask me to explain. I'm saying, it says, do not smoke. Like, don't roll it up and smoke it.
I smoked tea as a kid, and I'm not proud of it. I think everybody at a certain point tries to figure out one way or another to.
Now, you know, tea is actually slang for marijuana. Are you saying that you smoke marijuana?
No,
it's actual tea bag.
We didn't have any marijuana because we were dumb in 16. So we said, we heard tea gets you high. So we smoked that.
My Aunt Peggy smoked corn silk when she was little.
And then,
did she really?
Yeah, but she's like, she's
you know,
like 98
how did your
now.
Family, your family like grew up close to Washington, D.C., but they were like hillbillies.
Yeah, well, it was, Mike, back then, this is a story you'll appreciate. When my grandmother accepted Big Daddy's proposal, they said, where are you going to live? And she said, we're going to build a house in McLean. And everyone said, way out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was only 1940. But, I mean, that wasn't that long ago that, you know, D.C. was just in the
city.
Does
anybody, have there been, now you had the Carteret connection.
Yeah, Carteret.
New Jersey.
That was my dad's family, yeah.
So did your dad's family all move down here, or were they all, is your dad the only transplant?
No, the entire family moved down when his father died, when he was in high school. That's when they came down here, because his mom had family down here.
They were known as the... I'm sorry.
Yes.
I thought they were the Herndon Hillbillies, and then they moved to McLean, right?
No. The Hillbillies all lived in McLean.
Ah.
And, of course, my father was a roughneck in the the industrial mecca known as Carteret, where they had a match factory.
Oh, so your dad worked up there?
No. He was in high school then. But I mean, that's still a tough neighborhood.
Carteret? Well,
Carteret, yeah.
I don't even know where that is.
Isn't that why the Spiewaks fled? because it was such a tough neighborhood.
I think because
let's go to where it's softer. How about McLean?
That's where they filmed The Outsiders.
That's it. That's exactly it. My father was a soche.
But now they're all here. And most of your family in the area, right?
Yeah.
And then no one moves from Northern Virginia.
Let's see.
Anyone that's moved from Northern Virginia in your family?
Yeah, my Uncle Tommy. You know that jerk in California? He's out there.
See, the jerk move.
The jerk move.
Cali.
Yeah.
Everybody else stayed.
Pretty much.
Is he happier than all of you guys? Because people in California generally are happier.
You know what? It's hard to tell because no one talks to him.
Oh. Strange.
Yeah.
Have you told your family about your big move to South Florida?
I have not mentioned it yet.
Oh, you don't know about it yet. Okay. Anyway, well, let's open up the mailbag.
Really?
They're going to be upset.
Let's do that.
You know, they'd be okay with it as long as it was just me. They could stay.
It's a hell of a commute. Hey, it's not about us. I'm just trying to shake you up. I'm sorry. Just having a good time. It's all about you, not about us. About you. That's it.
It's going to be like Mommy Dearest. Rob has a wig on, and he's caring for you.
Mamacita. Yes, Mike?
Yeah.
Go and approach Mr. O'Mara. Do not talk to Mr. O'Mara. Just start Robicita. His makeup and hair. Robicita.
Robicita. We have a new youngest listener. Hey. Welcome to our world. Miriam Strom. She was born on Monday at 9:10 p.m. in Bellevue, Washington. And to celebrate her birth, a bonus show package was purchased in her honor. I love every week on the mailbag, people continuing to pop in the notifications that they're buying the bonus show.
Because
it's very helpful. It also happens to be a great way to help Dad get through the long nights at the hospital, sleeping on a fantastic pullout chair that is exactly as comfortable as you'd imagine. Thank you, guys, Zach and Corinne Strom. And here's to a happy, healthy baby, guys. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday to Matthew Berrickman, who enters his 14th year this Saturday, almost old enough to smoke. We were just talking about smoking, weren't we?
That might be an editor's note. I'm not sure Dad wrote that.
That's wonderful. That's a Rob Spiewak from Carteret, New Jersey.
That's right. Tough guy.
Let me see. Kirk Partika listens every day, and he turned 40 this week. So he is no longer required by law to be a douchebag.
Yeah, he's out of
that's
it
right.
now.
Yeah.
He can
that's
opt.
Right. You're good.
By the way, for you, I'll tell this to Oscar. He's 39. When you turn 40, Oscar, you can go to the DMV, and on the back, that Class D will be removed from the back of your license if you tell them to do that. Now, if you keep it on there, the license is still completely valid and will have the same number and the same date of birth. But if you want the Class D douchebag validation on the back of it, classification, you have to go down to the DMV.
If you don't have the Class D, can you still douchebag in your spare time?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
The default is Class F for filthy 40s, because that's usually when you let yourself go.
Sure.
Hey, welcome to your filthy 40s. Class I kind of like the filthy 40s. That's good. Yeah.
You're like, this donut's not going to hurt.
I know. Who lets themselves go in their 40s? Okay, moving right along here.
Hey, you'll notice how quiet I was.
Michael Horsham is having a birthday today, and he should know that his wife loves him so much that her birthday letter was cut from the mailbag for excessive sappiness.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
We don't do sappy that well
That's
on this
rough.
Show.
It was disgusting.
We do it when somebody dies.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed.
And enjoy your day, Michael Horsham. And that's wonderful. Your wife loves you, so be aware of that. You're very fortunate.
So sappy you won't even be able to hear it.
That's right.
That's right. Michael Edward Bateman. Do you like Huey Lewis? He turned 15 this week. His parents love him dearly and want him to know that it's time to put down the controller and take off your gaming headphones. Don't end up like Mac. game addled, dumb and happy is no way to go through life, son. This is Uncle Mike talking right now. So, Michael, you know, I understand. You're going to be 15, all right? You're staring at the high school experience. And
yes.
It's on to adulthood, and, you know, who knows, you may be drafted with the current administration. I don't want to scare you. The fact is, though, that really just get it together and stop gaming, because if you keep gaming, you will end up with just a tapioca pudding for a brain, and no one wants that, son. That's it. Yes, Rob.
And if he does get drafted, he's allowed to smoke, right?
Yeah, he can smoke all he wants.
Good. Smoke like a chimney.
Yeah, but he can't use nice and cleans.
No, he can't use that. Well, he might be able to. I don't know if they put that in the little duffel bag.
But don't smoke them.
You know, the old smoke them if you got them, right?
That's exactly. That's right. Yeah,
but they'll be saying that to you right before you jump into Normandy and storm the beaches.
Wow, that's where the war's going to be?
Well, I don't know.
Does Syria have a beach?
No, to be perfectly honest, that's not where the war is going to be, Rob.
Yeah, God. Didn't agree with what I read in the paper this morning.
Happy belated birthday to David Wurzel. We'll see you in Nolens. David's a name that I've read over the years, and I love our regular listeners. Hello, boys. I want to wish a very happy birthday to my amazing husband, Jeff Tuttle, a man who enjoys a fine fruit fritter. He turns 42 today. Although I can no longer call in and stir the soup like in the old days, I'd love a pep talk from Mr. Santana on how to keep it tight for my man. I want to retain my scholarship and wifery. This is somebody who loves you, Oscar. Good day, gentlemen, and DGH, kindly, Joni. That's little Joni Tuttle.
Look, in my time here on this earth, Joni, I've noticed a couple things as I get older. One, and I've dated older women, so I'll give you that perspective, all right? Women usually start giving up when they start buying that comfortable underwear because they say it's more about utility than sexiness.
Yeah.
The underwear that doesn't fit you correctly, like a thong that may be a little uncomfortable, that makes sure that you know if everything's tight or not. It's a good governor for how you're supposed to look.
Would you say the discomfort is a constant reminder that you're serving your man?
Yes. So, no, the day that you wake up and you put on what looks to be basically a parachute, that's the day you've given up.
Let's talk about the underwear. Okay. And by the way, how does Oscar know this? He wears them.
Yes.
So that's it. Thank you. Thank you
very much.
Thank you. Oh, there's my thing. Sorry. Let me turn that up. I wanted to give him one of these.
Thank you. That's good.
Boys, John and Mobile here. The New Orleans show on Saturday, November 4th. Boys,
next.
John and Mobile here. You know, when you really think about it, that doesn't happen to me that often.
No,
very,
it doesn't.
Surprised at that. Let me starting up. Boys, John and Mobile here. The New Orleans show on Saturday, November 4th, will coincide with the full moon.
Look out!
Do you expect any supernatural occurrences to take place during your stay, John? As a matter of fact, a full moon for our listeners, shades of difference. Almost impossible to determine their behavior at a Mike O'Mara show live from when it's a full moon. It might have an effect on, say, normal people who would be going to a normal show, but our listeners, no. Full moon, not full moon, doesn't matter. They'll be howling anyway.
Won't affect affect their body hair at all? No werewolfery?
Only on the women. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, tomorrow the River City Regiment, the marching band from River City High School in West Sacramento, will be marching and playing in the parade down Main Street in Disneyland. Ooh, that's exciting.
Cool.
The River City Music Boosters have spent the school year organizing bake sales, concerts, and crab feeds to help cover some of the $30,000 needed to take 50 kids and chaperones to Disneyland for just a few days. I would like to ask Mike to talk up the record. We're an American band by Grand Funk Railroad and dedicated to all the parents out there who have wasted all their time and money on sports and performing arts activities for their kids. See you all in Nolens. Oh, another person from California going to Nolens. I love that. And that comes to us from Christy Jordan, Omera Chick. We're an American band is her favorite song. Let's hit it, boys. Yeah. Let it have it. Fantastic. Hey, everybody.
holiday, the River City Regiment is headed to Disneyland for a fabulous parade. All the parents are chaperoning the kids for a fabulous few days in the Magic Kingdom. Just be aware, if there are any chaperones that don't have children, might be without child, please, before you send them into the Magic Kingdom, do a full background check and check out if they're predators or not, because you never know. You know, shoving one of those 45-year-old creepy guys on a bus with children, not a good idea, and we know they're weirdos out in California.
Yeah!
Thank you.
That was the wildest talk I've ever heard.
He covered a lot of ground.
It's a PSA.
You know, I figured it out just when I was reading the letter, which I'm very, very proud of. It's not often that I think of a woman while I'm in the shower, but last Sunday I was listening to NPR. Is this the letter, Rob? Because it
yeah, it didn't start. It didn't start with a salutation. It just started cold.
Okay. It's not often that I think of a woman while I'm in the shower, but last Sunday I was listening to NPR while showering. I heard a promo for cereal. As soon as the music began, the very first thought that came to mind was Maddie, famed TMOS intern, and her promos. How about that, huh?
Nice.
I just wanted to take a moment and tell Maddie, great job on the promos. They stick in people's minds, even in the shower. Christina Granata. Peterman.
Someone's got a fan.
By the way, we are extraordinarily blessed to have both Maddie and Ashley as our interns. You know, they kind of show the guys how it really should be done.
Yeah,
they actually care about content on the air, which you know, the listeners are starting to hip to that a little bit. How you know, how these two very talented young ladies have provided us with some really funny and very interesting promos to play on the air while the guys are
they're keeping
there,
score.
Yeah,
you know, talking about smoking weed. Well, anyway, just stating the facts, folks. Good morning, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, and assorted interns today. Now, would you not agree that Maddie and Ashley probably, and then you go back and you look at Katie Cole, who Oscar just kind of connected my daughter with because she's going up to New York. Would you not agree that over the years, I mean, they're just more, they're more intelligent, they're more reliable, right?
In many cases.
Tony, you're laughing, but don't you think it's true?
It's so
they
true.
Just kinda,
it's
they just true. Are kind of competent, right?
Poor Maddie is so red right now.
Yeah.
Oh, she's blushing.
Well,
for the entire length of the podcast, all of the female interns have been fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
and you could throw Zoolander in that mix as well.
Well, he's a little fey.
Yes, sir. That's a. And if you ever want to get together with. Is Zoo coming to New Orleans? He's got to be, right? Is he coming to New Orleans?
Zoo said that he's going to get his tickets, so I imagine. No, by the way, only 38 tickets left.
Oh, my God. Are we under 50 tickets?
Yeah. Actually, was it 20?
You said 28.
28.
Mike, 28 tickets are left.
You know, guys, really, if you want to go, don't listen. I know.
Yes, 28.
I know we are 7 months out. I know we are, you know, more than 6 months out of this live show. But would you guys not agree that it will be very, very tedious when the calls,
and
emails,
the letters,
text, whatever starts coming in with, hey, guys, is there anything
you can
do?
Can you get me in?
Just need one.
Oscar has set aside a specific number of tickets for the Mike O'Mara show that we're not using for anybody. So it's going to be really, really hard for us to do that. So if there are 28 tickets left, I'd say you probably have to act within the week.
Yeah.
I'd say, you know,
Easter, Mike. Way before Easter.
Even though we've been selling them at like, you know, 15, 20 a week, you got to, they're probably, if there are 28 tickets, less than 30 tickets left to the live show in New Orleans. And I apologize for people that have been waiting to make the call, but I just want to let you know. So I'm glad Oscar brought that up. Be aware of that. So, with Zoo, if he comes to the show in New Orleans, it'll be great to hang out with him and find out how successful he is, because he'll tell you.
Guys, I'm married. I have a house.
Yeah,
and
he's just there. Doesn't he do that? The
We're
drunker
like,
he gets,
dude,
and
we
just
know.
Like,
we know.
You know, and his new wife ends up storming out, and then he's just like, I just can't believe how incredible life is. it's great. It's the truth.
Ever since I started my job, I've been drinking so much more scotch, but I'm so happy.
Single malt.
Single malt.
Good morning, Mike. And then you look at him in the eye, and you'll say, well, Eric, are you really happy? And he will look at you, and I'll try to do my best physical Zoolander here. Look at him. Yeah?
Mike, Shannon loves Zoolander. She said, has Zoolander always been so hostile when he drinks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a break.
That is a break to talk about him.
Yes.
Because this is after I was like Irish whiskeying and doing the Moscow mule train.
Yes.
And I noticed it because it wasn't like mean hostile.
No,
I'm so successful, yeah. Almost like gloating hostile.
Do you remember in the Christmas show when he wanted to talk for 15 minutes about rap music?
Oh, God.
And you kept saying, right. Thank you, Zoo. And he says, no, but wait, you need to understand this.
Kanye is a genius.
He's a genius.
Oh, God, he's something else.
I put everything on a thumb drive for you.
Oh, good Lord.
I miss you, Zoo.
Good morning. I love him. Yeah. I love him.
I tried so hard to hate him, and I can't.
I know. It's impossible. Good morning, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, and assorted interns. Today, my big sister Jennifer turns 41. I thought long and hard about what to get her for her birthday and could think of no better gift than a one-year subscription to the bonus show. Nice. You guys, this is making a difference. I appreciate that. You guys are the main source of laughs during our conversations each week, and we cannot wait for the live show in New Orleans. We're even bringing our dad along to enjoy the fun. I'm already looking forward to that weekend. In addition to a bonus show subscription, I know she would love for Mike to yell once for his lovely assistant, Jennifer. Thanks for all that you guys do, for always bringing the funny. We'll see you in November. Nita Meyer from Virginia Beach. I'd yell for Jennifer, but... again, she's at her favorite place today, and she's not on campus. She's at the nursery, and not the kids' nursery. She's at the tree nursery.
Oh, is she going to get a Bartlett pear?
No, she's actually going to get plants.
Just plants?
Spends all her time out in the garden with a big floppy hat and
She sent me a note on Facebook. She said this year she's going crazy for succulents.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
But she seems to like him. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, April is Autism Awareness Month, and I want to recognize some of the great autism parents I have met through TMOS. It would mean a lot. I am the mother of a 13-year-old boy with autism. He is an honor roll student in middle school. Give a ding for that.
Yes.
And runs on the cross-country team. My good friends Elise Drake and Dawn Blake are tremendous autism moms. They are advocates for their kids at school and inspirations to me. They are big TMOS fans, too. Warm, sincere thanks for your time and the laughs. I love the show, sincerely. And that's Stacy Palazic. And that's wonderful. And really, the only kid that we've had a lot of experience dealing with is April's son. And he is an absolute joy.
Yes, wonderful kid.
With. And when he'd come in the studio and misunderstood these kids a lot of times. And I'm glad that there's more awareness now than there used to be about that particular situation.
Understanding is a huge step. Salute to
all the moms. Yeah. That's awesome. Hi, fellas. I thought you should know you have a brand new high-profile listener of the show. I was listening to the episode on Oscar's birthday, and Mike was asking Oscar what his plans were for his birthday weekend. Mike was in the middle of saying, but seriously, and my phone suddenly paused. I glanced over, and it had paused because Siri was trying to talk to me. I realized that she heard Mike say, but Siri... and thought he was talking to her. Aggravated that my steady stream of audio goodness suddenly stopped, I yelled at that dirty bitch that if she likes the show so much, she should subscribe to the bonus show. Boy, we always know when we're on message with that bonus show, don't we? She definitely took my pep talk to heart, so if you happen to see Siri subscribe, I'm going to say you're welcome in advance. Tony from Topsham, Maine. Is it Topsham or Topsham?
I don't know. Your main, where is that? Do you know
God,
the setting?
I don't know.
No?
It doesn't matter. I didn't get that gig up there anyway. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. April is birthday month for the Moody's.
Yay! Make Woo! It about the Moody's! Woo!
At least for everyone except me. But I'm only a Moody on paper, as I was born and remain at heart a Bannon. I know, Barb, because your Facebook posts say Barbara Bannon Moody.
Hey, you know, this summer she'll be vacationing in the land of three named people.
That's exciting.
Yep.
And Barbara Bannon Moody, the lady that roots for like 11 baseball teams.
That's right. You always win when you root for everybody, Mike.
But enough about me. Our daughter, Rowan, remember Ooh. Pony?
Who?
She turns 26 on April 11th. Our son, Ben, turns 23 on April 22nd. And Chuck's birthday is April 23rd. Barb's like getting them all done. I appreciate that.
Good.
That's wonderful.
Efficiency.
If you could play the Beatles When I'm 64 at some point during the show in Chuck's honor, we would appreciate it. Thank you all. Love you guys. We love you, Moody's. Barbara Bannon Moody's. I adore the Moody's, and I love Barb online. She's fun to read, and I love her passion. So, Chuck, happy birthday, and all the other Moody's. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Next week, I depart the Atlanta airport and begin my journey to Nepal.
Oh!
I think of something about Mary when I read that. You know, I got a condo in Nepal. In Kathmandu, I'm going to Kathmandu. That's all you're going to do.
Kathmandu.
Kathmandu. Sorry. What am I doing? I'll meet up with our local guide and six other adventurers from around the globe. We'll fly into Lukla Airport, the world's most dangerous airport. I think I've seen pictures of it. Then begin a seven-day trek from Lukla to the base camp of Mount Everest.
Wow. Ooh.
Along the way, we will gain 9,000 plus feet.
I think I'm going to Kathmandu. That's really, really where I'm going to.
They're going to gain 9,000 plus feet of elevation and cover about 40 miles. The return trek is only 5 days, but it will still be physically and mentally challenging. Provided we survive the flight back to Kathmandu from Lukla, I'm heading solo to Delhi, India for 5 days, with the highlight being a day trip to Agra and the Taj Mahal.
Oh.
Any travel advice from the fearful flyer, Bermuda Boy, Mr. Leesburg, or Pony? I don't know how to buy a plane ticket, boy. Namaste.
Way too long.
Namaste, Michelle. Michelle Puckett. And Michelle, be very careful because I know that, you know, the altitude and altitude sickness and all that, I would imagine you are in fine shape to attempt this type of thing, but there have been incredible stories up there. And just be careful with the guides. Oscar, any advice for Michelle on her trip to Everest?
I would say this, that you rent a movie from the Marvel Universe, Doctor Strange, right?
Sure.
Yeah, and you get that, and you look at how he found his own Sherpa to teach him the ways of the wild. And once you do that, you'll have a good idea of what to pay and what not to pay. And don't wear a nice watch because you'll get robbed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rob Spiewak, anything
you watch like where you step. There's a lot of poop on Mount Everest.
Don't you eat the yellow snow? Is that really what
you're
talking
about? And watch out where the Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow. But, yeah, because of the extreme temperature, all those people that are climbing the mountain have to go somewhere, and it just stays there.
Also, if you have to eat a loved one, the tukus is where to go first because that holds the most meat. I learned that from the movie called Alive.
Really?
Yes.
You go with the butt.
You go with the butt, man. Nice cheek.
I would think so.
A little crisp.
I'd go for the arm.
Maybe well done.
Right.
I'm a dark meat guy, but
a little salt.
Hold on. Gotta puke. Anyway, hey, guys, with all this feud talk on the show, I had to start watching, and of course, it's a hoot. It is a hoot.
It is great.
As I was watching Joan Crawford hand out ties to all the stagehands on set, it reminded me that I, too, have a Joan Crawford gifted tie. My great-grandfather once guarded the gates at Paramount Studios, and I have two mementos from him, a .38 revolver that he carried while guarding the gate, and a Jerry Rothschild of Beverly Hills silk necktie given to him by none other than Miss Joan Crawford.
Isn't that awesome?
So cool. Imagine my giddy delight as TMOS feud and my own life are all intersecting. Attached is a pic of me wearing the tie, and please have Betty Davis admonish Joan for her silly habit of gifting ties for the little people like Mr. Tomasini. You guys make every day an hour more awesome. Keep it up. Here's the picture of Jeff Tomasini. We'll put that up there with his tie from Joan Crawford. That's pretty cool.
Shouldn't give those ties to those people. You can't buy their loyalty.
Oh, Betty, don't be so damn bitter. That's great. I love that letter. Hi, Mike. It's your old pal and Rob's BFF, Alan Wenzel.
Hey.
Yeah. When did Rob steal my friendship with
him?
When did that happen? When did you swoop into? Well, it's online. That's why you're.
It's online. And
did you send him a cake?
I sent him a pic.
Rob was extremely. Rob actually didn't even know this because I don't share it with him when he makes me laugh online. But yesterday, our dear friend and a parolee, Tab Patterson, posted a picture of the weather moving through Lake Awesome, Kentucky, where he lives.
Yes.
And Tab showed this picture of what appeared to be a maybe a microburst, but at the very least a strong ridge of thunderstorms. And everybody was writing things like "Stay safe, Tab," and "Wow, that's you better batten down the hatches." And then Rob's response on the thread was "So." Question mark. I laughed out loud.
I'm so glad you liked it.
Hi, Mike. It's your old pal, Alan Wenzel. Through social media, you may be aware that I have recently started writing a children's book. Oh, wow.
Nice.
It's going well, but I'm having trouble coming up with an ending. Since you are somewhat of an expert on this subject, I'm hoping you can help me. I'm terrified right now, Alan. The name of the book is The Littlest House in Georgetown. Alan Wenzel, keep him coming, buddy. I like his greater involvement in the program. He is a man who makes me laugh. The name of the book is The Littlest House in Georgetown. You can leave it right there.
You're right.
It's all about a tiny little house totally devoid of radiators that gets picked on by all the big shiny houses around it. It features a barefoot Bolivian boy with splinters in his feet, his deadbeat fiance, and an evil laughing real estate agent. So far, I have three concepts for the ending. Can you please pick the one that you think will work best for the toddler crowd? Number one, a feral cat causes a flea infestation that renders the house unlivable. Number two, the chimney collapses, which completely destroys the structure. And number three, the Bolivian boy and his fiance get married, then declare bankruptcy and go through an acrimonious divorce, losing the house in the process.
Oh, dear.
I look forward to hearing your advice warmly, Alan. That is absolutely incredible.
It's
by the way,
own adventure.
It is. I would write all three.
That's great. Yeah. Alan makes me laugh. And Rob Stoleman is my friend. Alan, it all started when I said something snarky about the American University McDowell Terrace reunion.
Yes.
And Alan didn't live on the terrace. Mm-hmm. And he got snarky and you swooped in.
You're like, oh,
you swooped in.
Yeah, like an old bachelor on a widow.
There you go. Well, that's the mailbag, folks. We're going to close with another song from our number one listener in Newton, Kansas. This is a guy that I've been watching a lot of, and he's been doing a lot of songs. Ben McDaniel, he wrote a horrible song for Oscar last week.
Yes.
The Oscar is a douchebag jingle. But he's got a new one. Does he got a new one?
Oh, well, you mean this one?
Oscar is a douchebag.
But I will say this about you, Mike O'Mara. You are, if nothing else, a man of your word.
Yes.
And because of that, you are rewarded with this.
Thank you, Mike O'Mara, for unblocking me on Facebook. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you,
Mike. The best.
You've not done yourself.
The best.
I could not. He got us at the end. He got us at the end. And, well, that's it. We can get moving now.
Start the show,
Rob. Okay. Absolutely.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's 2017, year of our Lord. Jesus, the clock on the nose. And they made it up. That's the weirdest part. Is they got to rename years that had already taken place. Because, you know, that's not what those years were. You know that, right? That the year 3 wasn't the year 3 during the year 3. Nobody was walking around back then. Hey, what year is it? It's 3. Yeah, but I'm 28. How can I be 28? There's only been 3. See, you were born in BC 24, and there's a 0. Remember it went backwards? Oh, that was stressful. I hated those years.
What about Chinese New Year? Yeah, what about Chinese New Year?
All right. Next time you're doing your taxes, just write monkey where the year goes. See what happens to your funds.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Do you like this music? I sure do. How about we bring it up a little bit, Rob? I just got your message, baby. I do too. It's a sight to see you fade away. Thank you very much. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show is a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. To the most listeners that get it, if you're here. Yeah, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on air. This is The Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by FanDuel Baseball.
Yes.
Last night, my beloved Boston Red Sox, who I hung in there with till the 11th inning, gave me a Baltimore victory, a walk-off home run.
Oh,
bottom
no.
of the 11th inning. I want to thank Sandy Leone for that fantastic home run, the three-run dinger in the 11th to win the game. Walk-off home runs are the best thing in baseball. It's a great time to be a sports fan. We got the Masters, the golf tournament's up. We just had the NCAAs. Mm-hmm. Baseball, baby! Baseball is back, which means FanDuel's daily fantasy baseball is back, too. Baseball is even better with FanDuel, because with FanDuel, you are a part of the game. Watch your score live and win cash prizes. Take your baseball to a whole nother level. Don't miss tomorrow's $250,000 MLB Grand Slam wow. special with $50,000 first place prize. Over 2.5 million players have won cash prizes playing fantasy sports on FanDuel, so why not you? Try fantasy baseball and FanDuel now. By the way, I've won on FanDuel, and I won last football season, and I'm very happy. FanDuel now has fantasy golf. Try both. To get you started, new users will get FanDuel's Combo 5-Pack valued at up to $50. That's five free entries to a combination of 50-50 beginner contests. Just finish in the top half to win cash. Get your five free entries. Go to FanDuel.com. Click the Join Now button and enter promo code TMOS. That's FanDuel.com. Promo code TMOS. Void where prohibited. Yes. Extra innings baseball last night at the O'Mara household. Last year, did not do that with my beloved Boston Red Sox. This year, second game in, I make a night of it. I'm in front
of
the telly watching.
Was it a 7 o'clock game and it went until past 11?
7 o'clock game, wow. 4 hour game with the extra innings. And by the way, the Red Sox, we talked about the slowness of baseball. And last night, here's the thing. Here's what's weird. Baseball purists will know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's a slow game. And when the relievers come in and they're thrown over to first base and they're having conferences at the mound, it's like, come on. But everybody stays and everybody hangs in there. You know why? Because it's 0-0 and it's going into extra innings. And you know that anything that happens could result in the total victory. And that's what makes baseball special. And then when you get a walk-off home run in the 11th inning, it's super deluxe special. The Orioles know what I'm talking about because they had it happen the other day. It's really, really fun. And I will tell you, I also believe that's a tone setter. So I'm here to make the prediction. Yes, I believe my Boston Red Sox will be going to the World Series this year.
Whoa.
Thank you,
Mike.
Very much.
Wow.
Thank you.
Will
I've
they
done
win?
It earlier on. I've done it as early as February.
Yes.
But no, I like the look of this team. They could make a few moves to strengthen their lineup, but I think right now I like the character of this team. I like it when you hang in there for 4 hours and you got the presence of mind to get up there and get that win. That, to me, says a lot about the team. I like the way the team looks. I do.
We guarantee a win?
Of the World Series.
Yes, and in how many games?
No, I will not guarantee it. No, I will. There's a guy, this old guy that owns a furniture store, Jordan's Furniture.
Yeah.
And he's been on the air for years up there, and he's this old guy with a ponytail, which I think is disgusting. Yeah. And it's Jordan's Furniture.
Oh,
and he's
boy.
Got that kind of Massachusetts where everything sounds like you widen out your words like that. At Jordan's Furniture at the Red Sox. And here's his bet, okay?
Yeah.
This is his bet. He gets, like it's some special. If you buy furniture within the year at Jordan's Furniture and the Red Sox sweep the World Series, your furniture is free. And I'm thinking, God. Just to see that guy, just to be in the suite that they've paid for at Fenway Park to watch that guy, if the Red Sox really did that, because they did it in 2004,
yeah.
They swept the World Series, I would just like it, because you know everybody would be going, hey, what do you think?
Because you know
he doesn't want
that.
He don't want
that
to happen.
It's a lot of risk he's taking on.
Here's a guy that's advertising on the Red Sox. He's taking the insurance policy out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
To get on there and go, you are franchise free if Jordan's franchise, if you do that.
Yeah, but if you're a Red Sox diehard and you believe, you're like, I'm going to Jordan. I think they're going to do it this year.
What it requires is someone.
That's central right there.
What it requires is someone who really loves the Red Sox and someone who really needs an end table. And when these come together.
No, this is all furniture, Rob. This bedroom sets, dinettes, everything
is
in the living room.
Is it like Bob's furniture here?
Oh, Bob's a dick.
Stop by the pit.
I hate him. Trophy wife.
Pony! Have you seen the Bob's furniture ads, Mike?
Yeah, do they play down there?
My Bob's mattress is better than the other mattress. My Bob's is fantastic. The other one sucks. Why are you going to pay for that love seat when you can get one at my Bob's? My furniture I make myself in China.
I like that his new ad is the pit, which is the dent and scratch section.
Oh, yeah.
You can stop by my Bob's outlet.
And I'll buy anything up from anybody that makes them self-claymation. That's the sign of quality. Right there.
Oh, I would say this guy's done this before, that if they played in the league championship series for the pennant, everything you buy at Jordan's Furniture will be free. He plays with it. He does different things every year.
Mm-hmm.
Gambling on your furniture and the Red Sox.
Well, here's an article from the Patriot Ledger from November 8th of 2008. I love the internet.
Yes.
You're going to go back. Jordan's furniture sued over Red Sox promotion.
Hey!
Happened a long time
Your
ago.
Lawyer is free.
Yes. Thank you very much. Hey, we're running late. We got to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. There's another feud with Mac. Apparently,
yes.
Mac is upset again. Yes, he brings himself into the show again. We'll come right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Tony Perkins.
And it's me, Gary Stein.
And it's me, Rob Mayer.
It's a crossover promo.
Oh, I thought I was now on the show.
Well, you are on the show this week.
Well, you're a guest, you know, but you weren't supposed to talk.
I told Joe that we were through, and I thought I had a new landing spot.
You misunderstood.
That's going to be an awkward conversation.
Just a guest on the show. Well, we'll see what we can work out. Rob Mayer is with us this week from the Rob and Joe Show, and we have a fantastic time. We play a great new game. Gary, what's the game called?
Funny Lines from Legendary Comedians.
That's a catchy title.
And for the first time in Tony Perkins Show history, the show is funny.
Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Funny Lines from Legendary Comedians. It came out of the mind of Gary Stein.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Always
Show.
Guest Jackie Mason.
Brought to you by Amazon. You buy books, music, appliances, clothes, toothpicks, tissue paper, toilet paper. You buy siding, aluminum siding, electronics, everything at Amazon. Go to Amazon. They bring it to your door. It's a miracle. No wonder we all love it. The next time you visit Amazon, just make sure you do it through our website or our app. It changes nothing for you, but it means the world to us. That's because when you access Amazon through us, everything stays the same, but we get a small percentage of whatever you spend. Nothing changes for you, but for us, it's wonderful.
Everything
even
changes.
Though, you know, when we call Amazon, I called our representative at Amazon the other day, and I said, how are we doing? And he said, the rent stays the same as before. So when you're Amazoning, please access it via TMOS. Use the app, use the website, or bookmark MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. By the way, this is really, really serious. I'm going to turn that music down.
Okay.
Turn it off. This is our serious hat right now.
Please.
If you're in the market for a new computer, check out the Amazon deals on the front page of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Do it this week. Amazon has desktops, laptops, monitors, everything, and all at mind-blowing prices. Take a look on our website, MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we thank you.
There
we
go. Nice. Good. That's very, do it. Very nice.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Mac and Oscar, this dynamic you have.
Oscar
you
and
came
Mac.
In, I was going to, you know, I thought I was going to come in and talk about your cat condo, but no, I want to talk about your continuing feud with Mac. Has he been getting snarky again with you?
No, I feel for Mac because he's been excommunicado, which is basically saying you're out of here, right? Out of the
what? You kick him off your
the tree of
game?
Trust? No, we can't. We just can't interact the way we used to.
He was a regular. He was a regular on the Tech 411 show.
Yes.
And is that still happening?
Without Mac.
Oh, 411 is still happening. Yes.
Without Mac.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's not
in there anymore.
He keeps asking to be in there, but the schedules aren't just they're just not meshing up. What I mean, Mike.
Now, he's very busy.
Let me ask this. Hold on. Now you calm down over there, okay? Because you get excited about this because you just want to hear about Mac failing. I want you to.
No,
kinder.
It's not that.
I want you to be kinder. Okay. I know you don't. Do you like Mac or not? Do you like Mac?
I like him a lot more than I used to.
Okay. Let me ask Oscar this. So when you say the schedules aren't meshing, is that true or are you phasing him out of the participation in the program because you guys have had personality conflicts?
Mike, I don't want to really highlight what's going on another show on this show because it's really not about that show. It's about this show.
Hear, hear.
I'll say this, that there's something called a PIP in the business world. It's a performance improvement plan. And essentially, we need to put Mac on a PIP. Mm-hmm. And a PIP is generally used to give the individual in question or the employee in question a plan to improve their output, right? And to improve their process.
Are you talking in the framework of Tech 411 or in general?
I'm talking
he's
about
an intern for
life,
this show,
Mike. So. Life.
Okay. So you're giving him a PIP for life.
Yes.
Yes.
Mac?
Woo woo! On that midnight train to Georgia.
When your friends, thank you, Rob. When your friends and your coworkers are upset about something, the way to get back into the fold is not writing emotional texts about your feelings and how wounds have been opened and. Wondering what you're doing. You've turned into a stage 5 clinger, and nobody likes that. And you don't get the hot chick by smothering her.
Okay, so I think I get it. Sometimes speaking to Oscar, you have to get through the jargon.
Some riddles.
To figure out what's going on.
The easiest thing to do with Oscar is just eliminate the first 5 sentences where he's, you know, constructing his thought and then go right to sentence number 6.
So Mac has been snarky, and now he's being too needy.
Yeah, well, yesterday we were playing Overwatch and we were drinking heavily.
That's good though. Mac wasn't
involved.
You were.
No.
You were.
And Mac hasn't been added to our friends list online. Not because we're being mean girls. It's because we need some time. Wounds need to heal, and he found a way to get into the game through a third party. So,
oh no!
Yes.
So he finagled his way into your party.
He got a plus one.
And hold on, now right there, that's that sneaky part of him that I don't like. That none of us really like.
Yeah.
Where he's dishonest.
Yeah.
And that's the hide in the parking lot factor of Mac's personality.
That's when we don't like
that's
that.
That's when
part
we need personal security factor from his personality.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's because
we're online. He sneaks in, and then everyone's like, "Whoa! Like, what just happened?" Right? Because basically, we told security to look out for him, and when we were notified online, we're like, oh, he played one game with us, which was fine, but we're like, how did this just happen? And then he sent us a text, he goes, he did nothing wrong. He knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Sure.
Right.
And he goes, I just joined a friend's game, and you guys happen to be playing with them.
Oh, God.
I just showed up at the party.
Yes.
That you guys were throwing.
Do you come to this Starbucks, too? Every morning at 8:50?
No.
Stage 5 clinger.
Now, his presence is felt, though, because he's extremely skilled at the game. What the hell is that?
Hell?
Do you hear that?
Yeah, was that in your... It sounded like tap dancing.
I want to make sure there's not Maybe a senior citizen ran into the garage.
Got the pedals confused. It happens a lot.
I have no idea. I have no idea. But I'm sure curious. I'm taking my headphones off.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Do you know what would be really
idea.
Horrible? What if it was Mac beating on your front door?
He's got a knife.
Sometimes the weed whacker guys just lean on the plaster and just go.
They nick it up. I'm with you.
So anyway, what I was going to say, he's a great gamer and he's really good at it.
Yeah, we won that round. We won. Like it was cool. We won, but then.
So he's talented enough where you notice him in the game right
away,
right?
We realized, I was like, all right, we won. Now this is the issue. When we were done, that was enough, right? Because then he jettisoned himself because he realized no one was talking to him, and that was it. He then group texted Todd and I saying he didn't do anything wrong and was essentially on an emotional diatribe that he's sorry that he opened up some fresh wounds and he would like to.
You're going to have to bring him back in.
He's coming on Friday. But Mac, I want you to hear this. You just got to give him some space, man. That's all it is. You sneaking into a game and then saying you didn't do anything weird or wrong or strange doesn't make sense to us. We're just playing, and we haven't accepted your friendship.
The very notion of sending a text that's saying you haven't done anything weird is actually a weird act.
Yeah,
it cancels itself out.
And I love him like a little brother, but sometimes you just don't hang out with your little brother.
Maybe a half brother.
While we're talking gaming, I might as well just squeeze this in before we go to break. Pony,
yes, sir.
In Far Cry, do you know how to craft things so that I can carry more guns?
Yeah, you just have to hunt all the animals on the list there and steal their skin.
It. Yeah.
So that's it. Just skin the animals and just so basically spend
Mac is going to do to Oscar.
Skin him and put his skin on his wall. Thank you. That's a Far Cry 4. That's a little bit. Yeah. By the way, I'm very specific. Pony's probably the same way. You're probably the same way, Oscar. I love movie recommendations, TV recommendations. Gaming recommendations, no.
They
I'm very work. Specific about it. It takes a long time to find one that I love, and Far Cry is it for now. By the way, Far Cry, is there a 5 coming anytime soon?
I bet there will be. Nothing official, but I'm sure there will.
All right, very good. Mac, very excited. That's
I will call you later on, and we will hash this out.
Yeah, right now, Mac is far crying by himself.
Right? He's throwing darts at that Oscar picture on his wall. We'll take a break and come back. I'm totally lost. Do we have news you may not need?
No, we have one more quick break before the news.
Oh, my God, we're behind. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come right back, and more fun and more thrills. Thank you. I still feel the same way.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love my hair. He's put a new razor in handle today. And I love. Got to order my new face wash, and I have to get my new gel because I'm running out and I'm addicted to it. I know a lot of guys that dread shaving every morning. I don't. I also know if you dread shaving, you're not shaving with a Harry's razor. Let me tell you the story of Jeff and Andy, two guys sick of drugstore razor ripoffs. So they bought their own factory and they started Harry's. I've been addicted to Harry's not because they're a sponsor of this show. I'm addicted to Harry's because I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic, and I think it's cost-effective. They figured out at Harry's that taking less profit, I love this, plus no middleman equals blades at $2 a pop compared to the $4 or more you're going to pay at the drugstore. It is a great company. Plus, the shave will be the best you've ever had, and once you try the Harry's lathering shave gel, which is my favorite, you will never use another brand. When you order a Harry's razor, you get a comfortable handle that feels amazing in your hand, 5 precision blades, a lubricating strip, a trimmer blade, plus a blade cover for travel. Harry's is so sure that you're going to love their shave, they want you to try their product for free. Yeah, I said it, free. You get a razor handle of your choice, a 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. It's free. When you sign up, just pay a small fee for shipping. To redeem your free trial, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS. Give it a try. You gonna love
the
it,
best.
Everybody. I love my 3-year-old. But my 3-year-old is like many 3-year-olds, 3.5-year-olds in particular. He is extremely bright and he's extremely out of control. Mm-hmm. He pitched a fit yesterday that, they kind of wave their arms around and they slap at mommy and they slap at daddy. And it's just
like Mac.
I'm having a little trouble managing the lad. And, bribery, timeout, counting to 3. I will tell you something. There are no magic formulas.
You can't do it.
You just can't do it. But I will tell you, there are times that it's just pretty. Anybody walking by my house at about 4 o'clock yesterday when we had him in his room, I was trying every night at right before he gets to, after his dinner and before he gets to watch a tune, right before he goes to night-night, he cleans his room up, and that's usually my job. I go in and I supervise,
right,
and I make sure that he, you know, picks up all his Legos and his puzzle pieces and he stacks his books neatly. And it is like taking him to his hockey practice. It has become something that is just...
an exercise.
An insane exercise. And so at a certain point when he just was not responding and not listening and not paying attention, we leave him in his room. And he pitched the fit of fits.
Is he a screamer? And,
yeah, he screams at the top of his lungs. Anybody walking by our house, why the police officers were not called, because it's just like, damn it!
It always frightened me. Julia wasn't much of a screamer. Robert could be. And it would be, you could hear Robert's scream go into like a second gear. It would go right. And that's frightening.
It's, and then on his door, you know, where he's like banging on the door. And you have to battle whether you go in there to nip it in the bud, which I've done. Oscar and I discussed that before the show. Mm-hmm. And you have to weigh whether you're going to hear the boom, 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 or you're going to just let it happen. And then he calms down, and it's like a light switch. It's like it never happened.
Yep.
It's like nothing ever happened. And then he'll lay one of his you know, increasing vocabulary statements. You know, we're driving home from preschool, and he's in the back of the car, and we have great conversations, and it's nonstop chatter. Mom and Dad talk a lot, and so, you know, he's verbal. He's a very verbal kid. And so he's talking about Florida Panthers. And I said, you know, they have one at the zoo. We haven't seen him yet, but we have to go down and see him at the zoo. And he said, Daddy, do they live around here? I said, well, they live around South Florida, honey, but they're not in our neighborhoods, but they could come into the neighborhood. And right out of the body, he goes, Daddy, if you leave them alone, they'll leave you alone. And then I'm in love with him all over again. Yeah. You know, he's just a great kid. But this is, jeez.
What's a toddler's sleeping schedule now?
Right now, we probably, as opposed to 7 o'clock, we're at 8 o'clock, and you know, he gets.
They don't take naps though.
He's not doing naps anymore. They don't do naps anymore. And this was really one of the rare instances, because, you know, I talk about having a little adult beverage. And
sure.
We put him down. He closed his eyes, and I looked at Carl and said, "Where's the beer?" She said, "I'll beat you to it." And we went. We are now. I'm off the brown liquor.
You were doing wine, so now you're back to beer.
I'm on a beer that you're not gonna like the choice. You're not gonna like the choice at all. I'm drinking Heineken Light out of the mini keg now because it's a positive bag. It's fantastic. It's fabulous. And so I, you know, we've been hitting this semi-regularly, but last night it was just like, where's the beer?
So when you say mini keg, like the little barrel that you buy and you dispense
it to a glass? I love that barrel.
It's
fantastic.
It's like a little mini keg in the refrigerator. Yeah,
it's a Charlie keg.
It's Charlie keg. There you go. And so, so Mrs. O'Mara, who is probably not into the product nearly as much as I do,
right?
I go and I pour a perfect, you know, little glass, like one of those Stella Artois glasses.
Yeah,
of
it's
beer.
A 12-ounce glass.
And,
yeah.
I'm getting there, and it gets about 3/4 of the way up, and it goes, and it's out.
Oh,
and
kick
and
the
then
keg.
I come around the corner. I said, "We have one left." She said, "I'll take it." I said, "I know you." She said, "No, you take it." I said, no, that's fine. She said, "Listen, how about I buy, you fly?" And Mrs. O'Mara goes out to the grocery store to get the mini keg. And I'm like a little kid. I'm waiting for
her. That's
I
fantastic.
Paid for it. She goes and gets it and picks it up. And I'm sitting there, and she comes walking in with like a 12-pack of bottles. And I'm like, "You don't get it. You don't get it. That's not a product I wanted.
We are doing the mini keg.
We're doing the mini keg. They didn't have it at the store." Well, that's why there are five grocery stores.
There's other stores, dear. What we've done is we've reintroduced the concept of fun to alcoholism.
That's exactly.
Go and get my barrel.
That's what it was.
Yes.
That's what it was, and it was removed last night.
Novel and
fun. And I watched
fun.
The baseball game with the overly carbonated Heineken Light that comes in the bottle, as opposed to the rich, velvety light beer that comes out of the mini keg.
Is it noticeably better out of the keg? Because Heineken
and 1,000% better. I didn't want to tell Carla that. Didn't want to make too big a deal of it, because she was dealing with the mental patient we have down in the kids' room. It's like that's going, all I want her to do is pick up a Lego, and it's like, like that. And, So, you know, so daddy got his bottle, and I probably, I woke up this morning, and I'm a big booze lever, like after the guy hit the home run for the Red Sox,
yeah.
Like, there's probably a quarter left when I don't like it. When I like the product, we tear into it pretty good.
Yes, so, you're a member of the Clean Glass Club.
Yeah, the Clean Glass Club, but that's it. Oh, my God. Are we up on another break?
We
here?
Are, absolutely.
All right, all right, we're up
content,
on another break.
Content, content.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and come back. News you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. While you enjoy the sounds of the city, Mr. George Benson, imagine yourself on a steamy boulevard.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon, and I'm joined today by my friends, Oscar and Todd, plus Mac from the Tech 411 show. Whenever they have time to record an episode, you can rest assured you'll hear about all the latest techno doodads and inter things. Todd, what's big this week?
Mailing lists, or lists for short.
Uh-huh.
I subscribe to lots of mailing lists. Two I like are called Frequent Flyer, for people who fly a lot,
oh.
And one called Dairiel. It's a list of interest to dairy farmers.
I love cows. Oscar, what gadget do you have for us today?
Tengo una computadora y uso el internet.
Buenos coaches, Oscar. How about you, Mac? What is your app of the week?
Used panty vending machines.
Well, I'm not sure if that's an app, but I'm all for recycling. Todd.
Join the intrepid band of internauts as they search for the golden fleece of cyberspace.
What the f*** does that mean? Tech 411 with Oscar Moore and Todd Santana. Plus, Mac.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lyft. When you're looking for a ride-sharing app, it's not just about getting from here to there, from here to there. I love Lyft. You're going to love it, too. We're getting some people that are generating a little traction with this company because they're telling me all about their wonderful Lyft experience. This is no doubt about it. When we tell you about Lyft, we do that with the knowledge that we all have because we've used it. And what's really, really cool is now they've got a color-coded system that it makes it easy to find your particular Lyft car. If you're at a busy time in a city, and you're getting one of these ride-sharing apps and you're seeing all these cars on the app, it can be confusing. Lyft has invented this color-coded system that lets you know exactly where your car is, and 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating. We love Lyft. Yeah, anybody that's traveling during the spring travel season, check it out at an airport, get yourself the Lyft app, and then see how easy it is.
I used it this morning.
Yep. It's fantastic. You came to work with it today,
yeah,
did you not?
Yeah, you know what's great is that when you call the guy, it says 3 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever it is. You watch it arrive, and as soon as it gets there, you don't even have to get the call from the guy. You walk outside, boom, bam, it's there. You get to work. No problem.
Easy.
It's fantastic. Right now, Lyft is offering a great deal just for our new users. 3 free rides. That's up to a $30 value. That's fantastic. When you enter promo code TMOS, that's what you have to do to get your free rides. Download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. 3 free rides, up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Just remember our promo code, and that is TMOS.
News.
News.
Barry Manilow is officially out of the closet. If you're like most of us, you've been under the assumption that Barry was born out of the closet, but it turns out he's discussing it for the first time in the new People magazine. He's been having sweet man-on-man relations with his manager, Gary Keefe, since 1978, and they got married in 2014. I love this story.
I do,
too. You know what? This story makes me happy because these are two people, you want to throw, for all the people that might be homophobes out there, you want to throw something around about not caring for people that have this particular lifestyle. How about a 40-year relationship,
yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, how about you heterosexuals out there, give that a crack.
Yeah.
Try to see how many 40 years you got there.
Yeah.
They got married in 2014. It made headlines when people found out in 2015, but he still didn't talk about it. Now he's finally owning up, and I bet it makes his husband feel pretty good. About
sure,
that.
And he probably feels it's probably like a tremendous burden has been lifted off his shoulders too.
It has to
I
be.
Wrote on Facebook last night when I my one thought was, good for you, Barry. You know, yep. I'm so cool that you can do this now.
He said, here's his quote, "I thought it would be disappointing my fans if they knew I was gay, so I never did anything. When they found out that Gary and I were together, they were so happy," just like Rob said.
Yeah.
"The reaction was so beautiful. Strangers commenting, great for you. I am just so grateful for it. Love trumps all. That's the way I look at that. And good for Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
After the internet blew up yesterday, Pepsi pulled that ad where Kendall Jenner basically solves an issue between protesters and police by giving a cop a Pepsi. This is once again the Jenner Kardashian family that, when you really add it up, outside of looking good and banging people on video, this family really hasn't contributed anything to America. They really haven't, but they have been rewarded with fame and riches. And this, did you get a chance to see this ad that got pulled?
The Ridiculous. Black Lives Matter undertone, which is not really mentioned within that that ad, but
it's there.
Anybody with two brain cells could figure that out. You're like, oh, I see what they're doing.
Yeah, they appear to be protesting the police. It seems to be that type of thing.
Yeah,
horrible. And then Kendall goes over and gives a cop a Pepsi, and everybody's happy. So stupid. Such a stupid ad, man. Stupid girl doing the
so many.
Stupid,
you know what?
Commercial.
What blows my mind is it's not just a bad decision that it was on. The series of bad decisions that had to be made
a long time ago.
Yeah, like, you know, 15, 18 decisions down the chain. This should never have been pursued.
They were
by the way, Kendall, they apologized. Pepsi apologized, the ad people, to Kendall for putting her through this. Not surprisingly, she had no creative input in the ad. Now, the only creative input she had was probably talking to her mom and say, look what I'm going to get. Look at the check
Here's
I'm going to get
check.
For this.
Big fat Pepsi check.
By the way, the nice thing about the internet, there were plenty of great jokes about the ad on Twitter, but Dr. Martin Luther King's daughter, Bernice, won the internet with a picture of her dad in a confrontation with police and the caption, "If only Daddy would have known about the power of Pepsi."
Oh,
that's
God.
From Dr. King's daughter.
Yeah, that's great.
That, you know, that's like drop the mic. That is officially over. A high school kid from Scottsdale, Arizona, made one of those celebrity promposal videos, and he really went all out. This is I'm into this because I'm a fan of La La Land. 17-year-old Jacob Staudenmeyer wants to take Emma Stone to his prom, and since he bears a slight resemblance to Ryan Gosling, he went full La La Land. He rewrote the lyrics to Another Day of Sun, and his friends brought their cars out to help him recreate the scene. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's online. You can find it. Jacob's prom is on the 29th of this month, so he's only giving Emma a few weeks' notice, but the video is going viral, and he says he's heard that Emma's mother has seen it, so there's a good chance Emma will too. And it's just like, come with me to the prom. I look like Ryan Gosling. Da, da, da. And it's funny, and we'll see.
Emma's mother.
Your mother.
Maybe you could take the mother to the prom.
Hey, wouldn't that be special?
Yeah, get some good
believe
trim.
It or not. Yeah, in fact, I never do. Believe it or not, yesterday was the 30th anniversary of the series premiere of Married with Children. Katie Sagal played Peggy Bundy and says she didn't agree with how the characters viewed women. Well, yeah. I mean, it's satire, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Different times.
She says, quote,
well,
it was a very misogynistic show, and people would ask me questions like, is this what you think? Oh, come on. People that are asking that are stupid.
Yeah.
How can you be on a show like this? It's my job as an actor to interpret the material. It's not my belief. Yeah, I get that. I get that you weren't probably down with Al Bundy. You know, that was his character. He liked hot women, and they showed them all the time. She says that she always viewed it as a satire, but some people took it really seriously.
She should not be ashamed of her work on that show. She should be ashamed that now she's on a show called Superior Donuts with Judd Hirsch. That requires an apology.
Oh, dear. Yeah. But hey, you got Sons of Anarchy. Can't argue with that.
Good work. Good work
that
there.
That body of work's fantastic. People always are going to take things too seriously. Mm-hmm. That's the way it rolls. Caramel is a controversial word in America, which is strange because it's one of the only three things that everyone in this country can unite behind because it's so darn tasty.
Yes.
But the controversy lies in its pronunciation. Specifically, is it caramel or caramel? According to a new survey, the more popular answer around the country is the three-syllable version, caramel, 57% to 43%. There is only one region where the two-syllable version is more popular, ladies and gentlemen, the Midwest. The people that gave us Donaldo Trumpano.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's 57% in the Midwest say caramel. And look, it's written caramel.
Yeah, but you can have a caramel if you want to drink a pop.
But how do the Spiewaks?
Always caramel.
Caramel.
And usually Oscar? Preceded by the phrase,
caramel.
More please.
How do you, what is the Spanish
pronunciation? Caramel.
Caramel. Okay, so even our friends from South America and our Latin countries say caramel.
Have you ever made it from scratch?
That's an entire show.
The kids love it.
Ina, no, Daddy loves this. I got this recipe from Ina, and it is unreal.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Jeffrey
Thank
loves
you very
it.
Much. Yeah, caramel. Carla made it last night. That's why I
thought. Oh, she did?
Yeah, she's brought it. You brought it to the teachers. This stuff is called crack. And it's not the drug.
Are you sure it was caramel?
It starts.
Is it blue?
Oh, this. She gave me half of one, which is literally like it's torture, is what it is. Mm-hmm. Because you have one. It is Ritz crackers on a pan. You put homemade caramel with one layer, and then you top it off with chocolate, and then you freeze it. And it becomes hard candy, and it is absolutely incredible. And she took it to school, and it's no longer
the salt on the Ritz cracker is a key player in that flavor profile.
Salt on the Ritz cracker. Thank you very much. And
come back, Oscar. We need you.
Thank you. Police in Canada used multiple puns. This is a Rob Spiewak kicker.
Hey,
and it's Canada, your favorite country.
I hope it falls into the ocean.
This is why you need to come around on Canada.
Okay.
This is why you need.
I will approach with an open mind then.
Police in Canada use multiple puns to inform citizens of the theft of tens of thousands of dollars worth of lettuce.
Ooh.
The Hamilton Police Department. By the way, my grandfather's name was Oscar Hamilton Perrault.
Cool.
They urge citizens to remain calm. After a after a large truck containing $45,000 worth of lettuce was stolen, the suspect drove the truck into the city of Toronto, leaving the truck behind, which has been recovered. But the suspects transported the trailer with the lettuce inside to an unknown location. Hamilton police shared a tongue-in-cheek post on social media requesting, "Let us work together." To find the people or persons behind the theft. The information, this is what they said, your information could be the tip of the iceberg to uncover a major theft ring. Anyway, if they catch the guy, he's going to jail where he will find out all about tossing salad. Of course, thank you. That was mine. Canadian police have more class than I do. Thank you. Thank
Crazy
you.
Uniforms, brutal. Too.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
Hold the dressing.
We're going to take a break. What's that? Hold the dressing.
Yuck.
Syrup or jelly. We'll take a break and come back with Rob's little sounds.
Hello, friends. You're listening to the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ, and I'm here with the grand poobah of that radio station, Mr. Steve Bridges. Steve, how you doing today?
Yeah, not too good. No one's paying.
Well, I understand that, Steve, but you love radio, don't you?
I hate it.
Don't you love the Mike O'Mara show?
Yeah, by the way, no one's paying.
Okay, that's Steve Bridges, and you're listening to the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ, where you can hear the Mike O'Mara show Monday through Friday at 4:30 in the afternoon.
By the way, I need some promos.
You're going to get them, Steve.
What?
Hey, thank
hey,
you very
everybody.
Much. Hey, yeah, Rob was playing this. I'm sorry, Rob. That was you were faster than I thought you'd be on that. The Scarlett, my new machine that I hooked up.
Yeah,
we're going to play the promo that I recorded. I will not be doing that live right now.
It's a debut.
I want to see how it sounds. So this is it. It's no big deal. It's the same promo I always do. But let's see how
Fidelity.
The recorded portion that I want to. Hey everybody, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you the TMOS bonus show. Have you heard of it? It's a 6th uncensored commercial-free episode that we record every week. It's fun, it's hilarious, but most importantly, it keeps the TMOS ship afloat. That 1 hour makes the other 5 weekly shows possible. If you already subscribe to the bonus show, that's awesome. But we also
like
urge you to encourage other members of TMOS Nation to take the bonus plunge. The future of the show depends
Pony,
on it.
You agree?
Just go to MichaelMarishow.com and
think,
click the bonus banner.
I think that
I think it needs to be more,
to
I want
our
to be
bonus
more
content.
Clear.
Yeah, I think the issue is that the volume level is too low that we have to boost the volume level. So we've learned that.
That's it.
But you don't have to do that. We can do that post.
We can.
I love it when we get to do the live tests on the show. And that was
buy the bonus pack.
Let me buy the bonus package and failure.
No, far from it.
No, you
far from it.
Look great. Your middle name's going to be great. That's what I'm going to call your middle name. Great. Sounds great. Everything's great. It did. That didn't sound good. That didn't
it
sound
sounded,
as clear as it should.
There was room for improvement, but the fact that we started yesterday.
You didn't say that to me yesterday.
I said yesterday that I listened
great.
To it in my home.
Great.
All right. I can't win this. I'm sorry, great. Mike.
No, it's just
there's
doesn't
no
sound.
There's no winning. I'm, there's always room for improvement.
Yeah, and we said yesterday that we can tweak. We can tweak.
Pip.
But the fact. It sounded a lot better than what you had before you hooked it up. Now you've got a system to record.
We need to put that promo on a PIP.
On a PIP. Yes. Performance. That is a performance enhanced, a performance improving promo. That's what it. Did I open up your? I opened up your door.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I thought I did.
No.
Yeah, I did.
I'm looking at it. It's closed. Thank you. That was great.
Sounded good.
Knoxville Zoo, sounds Mike. Are you familiar with Einstein?
Yeah, I know he ain't in this studio.
No, the parrot, the African gray parrot that turned 30 yesterday.
Oh, the African gray.
Yeah, and I hate talking birds because, for one thing, I don't like that birds have a longer life expectancy than me. Don't care for that at all.
I so want to do a joke right now.
Do it.
The African gray. I don't know. Hold on, I'll do it.
Gray hairs?
Did somebody call my name?
No, Morgan.
I'm sorry. Get out of here.
Not right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Right.
Simple misunderstanding.
That was just a misunderstanding. Right?
Well, Einstein the parrot has an amazing vocabulary, and even me, a talking bird hater, I was impressed by this long line of tricks that this bird can do at age 30.
What keeps you safe? Good. Are you a pirate? Can you blow a kiss? Can you toot? That's gross. Can you fall down?
All right, let me stop the video right now.
Yeah.
That was very loud, but this is just a technicality. When you're recording your parrot, Mr. YouTube video man,
right?
You don't keep the microphone at your mouth. You bring it down by where the parrot is. If you want to hear something, you put it equidistant at the very least. He didn't know that. He liked going.
But I'll tell you one thing that's funny about this. If you find this video, and I believe I put this on our Facebook page, the parrot actually has some mic technique. You know how they have like a little hook at the end of their beak? He will put his beak down and sort of hook it into the microphone when he talks.
So you see the microphone?
Yeah, you do. You do. Right. He's just not
listen.
As loud
let's
as...
Let's listen to it again. I'm sorry.
From the front?
Did that hurt? Ow, ow, ow. Cry like a baby. Can you do
that's
a cat?
Better.
How about a dog? Can you bark?
It's better.
Can you fly on the spaceship and shoot the lasers? Gonna make everyone scream. That sounds evil. Can you do water? How about a knock at the door? Bow, 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 bow,
bow. So there's a parrot that can sing Smoke on the Water.
I love that.
Now, Einstein gained fame in 2014 when he burned up the internet with his Matthew McConaughey impression. So let's go back a couple of years. Now, that's a talented bird, but I still hate talking birds.
I'd stand in front of that bird for an hour and
all
a half
all day.
To watch that.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Great Wheel of Fortune fail last night. Almost all the letters were up, and the answer was honeysuckle bush. I mean, almost all the letters were there. You could see it at a glance that it was going to be.
But really, honeysuckle bush?
But, it's not a common term, right?
No, it's not a horribly common term, but you could tell what it was. The lady that rang in did not say honeysuckle bush, and she said something much less common
than a
honeysuckle
bush. Here's
a
prediction. I haven't heard this, so I don't know. I'm going to say that the problem is with bush, not with the honeysuckle.
It's with both. Right? It's with both. What she guessed is really, really peculiar.
It's a living thing. Larry and Melinda.
Popsicle bike.
Whoa.
Clinton.
Honeysuckle bush.
Yeah, that's it.
What did she say it was?
A popsicle bike.
Bike?
Yeah.
What? She said bike.
Popsicle bike. And listen, and what's so great is that really Pat is hardly able to contain himself.
If I had $3,000 in my pocket, I'd give it to you anyway.
Popsicle bike. And I wish, you know what? It's sort of like the way Pat Neely talks. It's very, very, hi.
We haven't done it again. We haven't put him throughout the show.
I know. But you know,
why do you forget that every day?
Because there was so much content today. There was no place for Pat Neely today.
I want more Pat Neely.
But the way he speaks so definitively.
Yeah. Family Dollar facial tissue.
It's like listening to someone solve something on Wheel of Fortune, where she says,
popsicle bite.
Popsicle
bike.
Family Gourmet Pie Crust.
Now, it must be very frustrating if you are a Hollywood star, really a name, but you are consistently confused with someone else. I always used to confuse Bill Paxton and Bill Pullman. They had similar names and a similar look, I thought. But it must be very frustrating. Ellen was talking to Zach Braff. Do you remember from Scrubs?
Yeah.
And he says he is always confused for Dax Shepard.
You get mistaken for each other?
We get mistaken for each other all the time. In fact, people will come up to me and they'll be like, hey, I really love your work. And I say, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And they say, I love how your show used to go from comedy to drama. And I say, oh, my God, thank you so much. And they say, and your wife is so cute. And I'm like, I don't have a wife. Dax!
So
it happens enough now that I'm just going to start being like, yes, she's great. Well, actually, things aren't going so well.
Oh, wow.
Pretty great. And what happens when you
take... What?
You
go
would
ahead.
Know them if you saw them.
Yeah.
I promise you would.
You would.
Yeah, Dax Shepard is in the recent blockbuster Chips remake.
Oh, he's a blonde guy.
Yeah, that no one saw.
Thank you.
Right. When you take a really annoying song and you recraft it in another genre, we'll close with this, it can become even more annoying. There was an album that was a big hit in Japan called the D-Metal Stars, and these are real people. These are people that have played with Ozzy and I believe Iron Maiden, and they re-recorded Disney songs. So here, because I know you would love this, Mike, is a heavy metal version of Small World. Don't you feel the aggression of the music cancels out the message of the song?
I think it's soft enough where, and I think they ought to put it on the ride. Is the ride still going?
The ride is still going, but the ride would have to go at about 65 miles an hour.
Go super fast, you know? Man, I missed that talking mushroom.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.